Today, President Trump said he's a fan of the anti-malaria drug chloroquine for the treatment and prevention of COVID-19. And yesterday, he spoke incorrectly about chloroquine's approval by the FDA.
The head of the FDA has been Dr. Hahn, Dr. Stephen Hahn. He's been fantastic. He got it approved very quickly. I won't even tell you how quickly, but let's put it this way. It's approved. And we're encouraging you to take a look at it. We have ordered a lot of it.
But wait, this is not true. In fact, no drug, and that includes chloroquine, has been approved to treat the new coronavirus. And chloroquine has not been ordered by the government. But doctors showed up today on morning shows saying they're already using it. And the American Society of Health System pharmacists told the New York Times they've been in short supply since March 9th. Well, today, at that same briefing, with President Trump standing next to him, the National Institutes of Health's Anthony Fauci pushed back, saying all he knows is that it's a safe drug for malaria.
What we don't know is when you put it in the context of another disease, whether it's safe. Fundamentally, I think it probably is going to be safe, but I like to prove things first. So it really is a question of not a lot of difference. It's the hope that it will work versus proving that it will work.
Well, we just want the truth. What's the message for patients? Let's bring in Dr. Len Horowitz, an internist and pulmonologist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. And doctor, let's get to it. Do you know doctors prescribing chloroquine for COVID-19? What do you know about its effectiveness?
Yes, I do know doctors who are doing this for severe cases. And the effectiveness, of course, was seen in 2005 in virus cultures and in primate cells. This is where the original work was done, where it showed inhibition of viral activity when chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine was used in primate cells. So this is an in vitro study, not a clinical trial. And this is back in 2005 when it was used to look at SARS-CoV-2, which was at that time the only SARS syndrome we had.
Well, that, again, another coronavirus, which is SARS.
That's
so
right.
Was it effective in either treating SARS or preventing it? There's two prongs here.
It wasn't really used in SARS per se. It was used after SARS was over. It was used more to look at it in viral cultures and in primate cells to see if SARS returned, whether it might be of some use.
Yeah. Well, look, we're hearing that doctors in China, South Korea, France, say they've had success with it, and I rush to add that's just been reported. We don't have any firsthand knowledge or research. And we understand, too, that like any drug, there are patients who can't take chloroquine. They might have heart arrhythmias, for example, or liver or kidney issues. But people, you know, we have colleagues who've taken it to prevent malaria. They're travelers. What would you recommend? Because I can hear people saying, I want that.
Oh, yes. Everybody seems to want that. Yeah. Let me first start by saying that chloroquine has been around for four decades treating malaria, amoebiasis, and also hydroxychloroquine has been used in autoimmune disorders such as lupus, systemic lupus erythematosus. So this is not a new drug to be using in people by any means. And so a certain safety profile has been expressed in the past. That said, it's not clear how that would be in the setting of COVID-19 infection and whether that would be a compromising situation where you'd have to be more cautious about dosages or side effects. As you mentioned, patients with liver or kidney problems have to have an adjustment in dosage. If there are other medications that patients take, such as blood pressure medications like beta blockers or even antidepressants such as bupropion, these are drug interactions that are not good interactions. And so it has to be very clear what a patient's already on, what their comorbid conditions are, along with treating with such a drug.
Well, doctor, you know, so we've said there are doctors, and you know of some, using it for treatment of people with COVID-19. We know there's a trial at the University of Minnesota to see whether people who live with COVID-19 patients can maybe avoid being infected by taking chloroquine. That's a trial. We would tell people, talk to their own doctors. We're not going to ask you to advise over the radio. But don't you think this has to be settled soon? We've got the president saying, hey, it's great. We're ordering it. We've got Fauci. People trust Dr. Fauci saying it's got to be tested first. Don't you think this has to be resolved soon?
Absolutely. There have to be some clinical trials, and you may have to use it in a sort of compassionate way in patients who are so severely ill with COVID-19 that it looks like, you know, without offering them something besides supplemental oxygen or a ventilator, that they need to be subjected to this as a trial to see if they can live.
But that's just going to be so upsetting to people who know people are already using it. Doctors are saying we're already using it without trials. We'll keep an eye on this. That's Dr. Len Horovitz, a pulmonologist at Lenox Hill Hospital. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Thanks for having me.